Okay, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live. Welcome to Garage Talk Live. I have a very special guest today. Joining me from somewhere in the middle of Europe. She's alluring in private, so I'm not going to give you her name. But you can check out her on YouTube, Instagram, and we'll let her plug all her social media outlets in a little bit. Welcome to Garage Talk Live for your debut appearance, Miss Venice Magic.
Hello.
How you doing? First time on the show. That's okay.
First time trying anything like this. So weird, but super cool.
Well, that's cool because, I like to talk. If I would have known that I like to talk, I probably would have pursued this career when I was going through high school and into college, which that's one of the choices I didn't make. I didn't go to college, but, you know, neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. And it saves you a lot of money. It might make you a lot of money if you get the right degree, but with colleges these days, at least the ones over here, they don't really teach you much. And you spend tens of thousands of dollars for a piece of paper to tell you you're smart, and then you can't figure out how the world works.
And there's some that just shut down after for many stories of them.
That's for sure. But so I discovered you reacting to a band I interviewed a couple of times, once in 2018 and once in, well, last year, a couple of years later, a family band, and they're called Liliac.
I have a lot of those.
What, discoveries from people watching you react to Liliac? Well, it's not really a react, commentary. You call it a commentary, which it pretty much is more of a commentary because you interject.
Yeah, it is, and I switched it. I used to call them reactions, but the thing is I love explaining and analyzing things that I see and, like, small messages and things that might pop up while I watch. So it just ended up being more of me talking and explaining and analyzing something rather than actually, like, reacting as much. I do, like, you still see expressions and stuff and some major, like, high notes and things, but it's not just, like, as much as, like, I analyze and do things.
That's pretty neat. Well, what got you doing all this? I mean, obviously, I've seen some of your sketches, artists becoming art, that you've posted time-lapse videos. It must take a while to sit there and do that and then speed it up to where it comes out in like a shorter amount of time, because drawing and sketching is one thing, but when you start getting into, you know, colors,
mm-hmm.
I mean, do you actually paint?
And more details
all, like,
and
yeah,
all that shadows to get out things. True. So what I do is, like, my gear and what I use is, like, a little kind of, like, camera, just a small one. And it already has, like, a time-lapse mode, so I don't really have to change it into time-lapse. That's the easy part. And, well, in terms of how I make things and how it's, like, more of, like, an artwork than, like, a sketch and things, I've just been doing this. I've been taught it from school. It's, like, a little routine that we do for our A-levels and GCSEs. It's a little thing that we give to the examiners. The whole sketchbook is full of these that I do. So I've been used to this routine. It's just that routine from school transferred into something like a new theme in general, like into artists that I listen to.
You know, when I started following bands, we went to concerts and arenas and stadiums and things like that. And, you know, to be able to be so young like you are with the age of YouTube and internet and all that, how did you discover your love of art and music? Was it just school, or you just saw something, you tried to draw and go from there?
Well, drawing, well, I've been doing it since I was young, because you always, every kid gets just like a piece of paper and just starts drawing stuff. I guess it's the fact that I didn't stop it at some point, like I wanted to continue, and my parents brought me in with like an afternoon like group of like with a teacher drawing, and it was a teacher that was teaching like high schoolers, and I might have been like a primary student or something, like really young, and I really really enjoyed it. Like I was amongst like really older people, and I got to see them drawing some really realistic stuff, really different like themes. They would go and do architecture things, or they would draw animals with different materials. So it's just really, really, I really enjoyed it. And the fact that I had a teacher at a young age that helped me a lot make things look good. So I wouldn't really, really be disappointed at what I made. It was really helpful too.
Well, that's pretty cool. And at least you found your love of something. And, you know, I guess depending on family life, if you're a solitary person or have a bunch of siblings, whether you want to hang out with them or not, at least you can go into often to silence and focus on something. But now me,
My family is big. Like I have two siblings, so I have like times where I can be with them, and like we are such a large group of people, we can play games and all that, and like watch TV and movies, and cook food and all that. But there's times that I really, really enjoy just, like, locking myself in my room and painting or listening to music, dancing in the room. I've mentioned it a lot in the videos as well, in the commentaries to all of the bands I've done. In general, like, I do both. I really love hanging out with my family. And I like the times where it's, like, YouTube also is, like, a thing where I can do on my own. It's, like, nice.
Well, only two siblings? I have four.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about a big family. I guess it's a European thing, you know, but have kids. I went the opposite route with my wife. We don't have kids. We chose not to have kids, but we have cats. So if you're a crazy cat people, we're one of them. Eight cats.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have a dog. We also have a bunny. And we have a sea turtle.
A sea turtle? That's neat.
Yes.
What do you feed them? I mean, I've had hermit crabs, and you feed them stuff.
Mm. Well, we just go to a pet shop, and we get what's advised of them that has, like, the nutrients and things they need. There's, like, small little prawns and, like, actual, like, kind of, like, dog food or like cat food, but like for turtles.
Oh, that's pretty neat. That's the same with like hermit crabs. They're kind of carnivorous. Then you have to get them different shells because they molt, because they outgrow the little ones they're in and then get the bigger ones. It was pretty neat. We've had them for years and it was the same batch, and usually people have them, they die, but they thrive in squalor. You get like at a fish tank and you go to the beach and get that beach sand that's got the salt and whatever else passed away in it.
Wow, okay, that's a lot of things to do.
Well, you know, when you're crazy about something, you go for it. It's not like lizards. You have, like, I had anoles once where you had to feed them crickets, so we had to either go buy crickets or grow our
own. Oh.
And then an iguana, they eat fruit, but if you feed them too much, they choke on their own food. But for some reason...
I think a cousin of mine did have an iguana. Or a chameleon, I'm not sure. No, it had to be, like, it has to be an iguana because it was big. It was really large. Like, it covered his hands.
They can get really big. I know somebody has I see videos of people with them on leashes, walking them like dogs.
Oh.
So, you have an interest in art, music, animals, food. What kind of food? Being Italian, I grew up on pizza, pasta, lasagna, but I will try anything. How about you?
I would say I do eat everything. my mom, because like she's working along with like both of my parents are working, like she loves to do like fast food. So, and I don't mean fast food like from fast food places. I mean food that can be cooked really, really in a short amount of time. So like pasta that can be cooked fast, but like with different variations as well. Like we have two like how do you call it, vegetarians in the family. Forgot the word for a bit. And so like we have to like adjust it in a bit. So for a few days, for one day we might do some like hamburgers and things for me and my other siblings. But for some other days we just do like pasta with like broccoli and cheese or something. Like we adjust like foods so that the whole family can eat. So I guess, like, it depends from there on. I'm not strong with spices.
No.
So those kind of foods are like, But yeah, I do eat a lot of kind of food.
Stay away from Mexican food if you're not into heavy spices.
I've never really, really done spices, but they're not my favorite. So I'm guessing I wouldn't do well with them.
Well, it's kind of like this. Like people consider spices like over here as being with intense heat, but there are also spices for flavors like a curry. Do you like a curry flavor or that yellow curry? Or...
I've never had curry before. That's the thing. There's a lot of like spicy foods I've never tried.
Well, that's a different flavor. It's not like it won't burn your lips off and anything on the way down. But it's got a nice flavor, like Oriental or Thai curry is usually with a coconut base, so it kind of sweetens it a bit. And it's And they use a lot of what's that stuff?
It actually sounds
kind of
good.
Yeah, and well, then there's things like that they call spicy, but like over here to us, spicy is hot and super hot. So, you know, a lot of chili peppers or habaneros. And I mean, they grow a lot of that stuff here. I don't know. They probably ship it out there, but a lot of Indian food is considered spicy. So there might be some heat, but there might be the flavor of the spices used is sometimes if you don't have the heat, you just taste the flavor of the stuff, but maybe you ought to check that out a little bit. If you don't like it, pass it off on one of your parents.
True. I'll try. I'll see if I find anything.
Well, you know, if you're limited to certain foods in a certain area.
I could make. That's the other thing. I could just try and make curry, for example.
Well, there you go. You can just go on... on the web and go to the foodnetwork.com. I'm sure there's recipes for, or just, you know, try somebody who does it from their nationality.
True.
Now, we didn't have this back in my day. We had books and things like that. We had to read.
Well, I actually love books. So I would survive that timeline, too, that timeline.
Well, you're pretty open-minded, and when you say you like music and dancing and all that, what kind of music do you like? What kind of music did you originally listen to, and then how did you graduate from that?
So I actually listen to all kinds of music. I guess I do mostly listen, when I was small at least, mostly to like radio music, because we were used to our parents just getting us in the car and we would go around like the city or like the town and just like go out to eat stuff or something, to like a playground or something. So like the radio was always open and all the songs that played there from like pop, I think mostly pop, maybe rock. I don't think heavy metal, at least on the radio.
No, that's rare.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's the positive thing with, like, the channel. Like, I was introduced to so many, like, new kind of, like, music kind of types as well, which is, like, the really interesting thing. And from there on, it's the fact that because I was listening to the radio's music, I didn't really know any of the artists, names, albums, or the name of the actual song I was listening to. And I could know the lyrics, but if the song title wasn't in the lyrics, I just didn't know it.
That makes sense.
But with the channel, to know a lot better.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is. The disc jockeys back in the day used to actually put vinyl on turntables and talk over it. Every once in a while, they'd say the name of the band and the song you were listening to, and then they'd talk into the song a little bit, I guess, so people wouldn't record the song to save for their own playlist.
Maybe, yeah.
But you got to realize audio went from the radio to what they call tape, which is originally reel-to-reel, where you actually needed a tape recorder that had reels of tape and you'd have to thread. It's kind of like threading an old movie projector. Oh, you wouldn't know about
it. Yeah, I remember those. I saw some of those when I was younger because my dad and my mom had some. And my mom used to tell me how she used to like record like shows or radios on the TV so that she could have them to watch later, like old movies and things.
Mm-hmm. And then it went to audio, then a cassette tape, which is CDs, which I kind of like because if you have something on a flash drive or a memory card or something like that, something could happen and it disappears, at least on something permanent like a CD.
Mm-hmm. And I grew up with DVDs. Like when I was young, all my siblings, we used to like always when we're in the airport or something, we always like grabbed like a new movie. We basically got a new movie and we would just like put it on and just like watch it afterwards.
Okay, well, the DVD is the visual version of the CD. The CD mm-hmm. is like all the audio stuff. So can you hear me, rather? I forgot to do the sound check. I mean, do I sound okay coming across?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm mm-hmm. not blowing your eardrums out or anything like that.
No.
Okay. But, yeah, and then, you know, now we have flash drives and MP3s. Then there was MP3 players, and now it's like,
now there's no device.
No, it's called your
phone. Just like the phone.
It's called your phone. Your phone can do everything.
Yeah.
A computer used to be the size of a room, and now it's your phone. I mean, and I've been part of this evolution. You're catching it on this end of it. And
Yeah. It's
amazing how technology has come to the point where people your age and generation can benefit. And then you hear the stories from people my age, and I'm sure your parents are younger than me. I'm probably old enough to be your grandfather. But nobody can guess my age. If I don't tell them, they can't guess it. I look younger than I am. It's because I don't have no kids.
Not true. My parents look younger than they are, and they, like everyone tells them, and they have like 3 kids. So it doesn't count like that. Like everyone thinks it's not really that.
I use that as an excuse. I just say that because there's people younger than me that look way older. Must be.
It's just the person and how like they eat and how they exercise, all that.
I don't eat well. I eat food. I eat lots of food. I've entered eating contests. I'm a little bit overweight, but I'm young at heart and young in mind, and I think that's what keeps you young. I once entered a hot dog eating contest. I came in third, eating 6 hot dogs Oh, wait, no. Eating 11 hot dogs in 6 minutes. The guy that won ate 20 in 6 minutes, but he was huge. If he practiced.
Wow.
I
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. I'm not a fan of hot dogs at all. So I wouldn't be able to do the challenge.
Well, there's other food challenges. One time I ate a couple of scoops of ice cream with my hands behind my back, and I won that one.
No brain freeze?
Well, I tolerated it.
Okay. So brain freeze.
Brain freeze, you're going to get brain freeze, especially something like that. But, you know, sort of kind of things like that. You know, you have to try everything to say, well, it's hard to have an opinion on something if you never tried it. Now, I wouldn't suggest doing drugs because you can get addicted to that. But I can't say I haven't tried it.
Oh, okay.
But in your case, you're young. You're experiencing life right now, so things are new to you. And you do the Venice Magic channel on YouTube. And what got you started to wanting to say, well, let me just do a YouTube channel and talk about songs that I've watched and get requests and subscribers?
Well, it kind of was that in a way. I saw that people would just, like, share their opinion and other, like, reaction videos and things. And I was like, why not, like, try it? Because I do talk and, like, analyze stuff in school. And I do it at home when I watch things as well. So I'm just, like, the person in a movie theater that would talk. So, and everyone would go, like, shh. So I would, like, I thought, like, why not try it? And I actually started because, like, I had, like, a band, a Korean band that I really, really enjoyed their music. They were called G-Friend, but they disbanded this year, which I'm really sad about, because they were pretty amazing in choreography, performance, vocals, crazy vocals, beautiful. And I just really, really enjoyed, like, all the production values and the music videos, too. Like, everything, they were, like, the perfect start because there were so many things to talk about them.
Are they a pop band? I mean, I know there's a band out that's Korean now that's pretty popular, BTS, which...
BTS, yeah. It started off, it was, like, the underdog situation. So they were, like, a starter band. They were supposed to, like... They were meant to disband this year, but, like, growing and continuing, they had such a following that no one actually expected them to actually disband this year. They were so talented and so good, like, out of what they did. They are a pop band, but what they call it in Asia is they have, like, three different, like, kind of pop music cultures. It's, like, J-pop for Japanese pop. It's C-pop for the Chinese pop, and it's K-pop for Korean pop. That's why it's like K-pop. All the Korean groups are like that for pop.
Well, that's interesting because you just taught me something. I didn't know that there were alphabetical pops.
Yeah, it's a new thing. When I learned about it too, I was kind of like, huh, okay. That way, I always like knew a pop as pop.
What got you into the heavier stuff?
It was basically just suggestions, like, slowly, like, after, like, I started off with the K-pop group, as I told you, then moved on to, like, more Disney, because I grew up with watching movies from Disney and all that, so I thought, why not, like, get new trailers and things from them, since I already watched them on my own. I moved on to that, and then I started, like, artists, like, from Disney. I got into Christina Aguilera, which was pop, into Angelina, and even, like, Indonesian kind of groups, and singers, like, Leodra, just because of, like, their connection with, like, Disney songs, and from there on, suggestions came for, like, bands, and it just, like, The Warning was the first one, one of my commentators just like popped in and was like, you know, I know you don't do a lot of like rock and like that, and you might not like it, and that's why you don't do it. Which wasn't true because I listen to all kinds of music and I don't really have like a dislike in any of them. I guess nowadays music, if they get a bit like too repetitive and a bit too like, sometimes it just don't. Sometimes, but yeah, and I forgot what I wanted to say. Yeah, so the morning.
You're like me.
Was the first band. Blackouts happen. So the warning was the first one from a comment. And yeah, and then from there, Lily came along. Nightwish is a really, really recent one. The Sixers, which I did, which is a Ukrainian band.
Huh.
And I finished. And yeah, just like all these bands just coming from like comments and suggestions. And that's why I had them. But I made Patreon, and I discovered that it's easier to use Patreon for suggestions nowadays because I have, like, a schedule for each and every one of my bands. So for, like, Mondays we have Liliac, Tuesdays we have The Warning, Wednesdays we have Nightwish, Thursdays it's Angelina Jordan, and, like, Fridays it's Agnes Mo until I'm done with their main part of their career or their whole career, according to how much like I like find like albums and things. And from there on, I start the next artist that Patreon suggests because, first of all, they like support me in like an actual like paying level, and I really, really appreciate that. So I think like the benefit and the priority should go to them to choose in because they do all that for me.
Definitely.
And it makes it a lot easier because if I get a demand for a new artist, because there's been like, nowadays I have like 30 names of artists for me to check out, and I can't do that in a week.
Well,
so it's so much easier to just like pop them all on a list and do tell the comment section that my patrons have the priority and the choice to make. And since I already have some chosen ones, I'll have to get through those first and let Patreon decide for the next one. And it's so much, so much more smoother and easier to like transition artists and also give my patrons some benefits.
Oh, cool. So your Patreon picks this stuff for you, or you just see who's on there and go from there? See, I do this, which is a online talk show because I don't think I have the face for video, even though I do a podcast with another person that's more of a talk show, and it's a little bit intense. I try to bring some humor to it, and it's called They Still Live, talking about how things are going on these days. But the guy was an actor. He played in a couple of miniseries over here called NASCAR, The History of Speed. He played Dale Earnhardt, and he also played in the History Channel's The Food That Built America, Season 1, he played Colonel Sanders, so, of you know, the Kentucky Fried Chicken fame, which you may or may not have heard of, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, that's about all I do. And having a day job takes a lot of time out of your day, so you see, but my show, I used to be started out as this one here, used to be as Motorsports. Now I call it as Motorsports and Entertainment because I like to talk to people, and some of the people I talk to, like yourself, intrigue me. So I try to get them on. Liliac, I've had them on twice. If you have, going back to the link I sent you for this show, you're listed in the thing. So when this show, when we hang up and this show will go to podcast, so you can,
People can find it,
and you could, you know, let everybody know. I let everybody know. Mm-hmm. So, but it's an audio thing. It has like a studio where I can get up to like a bunch of calls at once if people want to call in and all that. But this all started off a little AM station that a friend of mine wanted me to do some stuff with him because he was into sports. So I started covering some sports for him, like actually going to the events and interviewing hockey players and race car drivers and stuff like that. And, you know, I said, no, oh, this is fun.
Okay.
Do it.
In terms of sports, I actually, like, I don't, like, watch a lot of things. But you mentioning race car drivers and, like, racers, I and my whole family are, like, a fan of, like, Formula One. And we like, support Ferrari, if you know.
Oh.
The red team.
Yeah.
With the horse team.
Yeah, I know.
Really well these past years, but still supporting it.
I'm Italian. Of course I know Ferrari and Lamborghini.
True. Forgot.
Well, first generation American. My dad actually immigrated from Sardinia. Talk about an island. Him and my mom, I guess, they had family members that one of my mom's uncles over in Italy was married to my father's sister. So they kind of hooked each other up, so to speak, and the rest is history.
Interesting. What I should do also, like, because I don't know, people don't, like, always tell me, like, that know from where I am, always tell me that I don't really look how people look here. Like, how do I explain this? Like, I don't look as like a person that would live here. I look like from different, like, kind of like cultures and things, like all my features, hair, eyes, nose, eyebrows, and all that. So I should do like a DNA test, what they do, because I'm guessing I'm going to have a lot of different, like, weird, like, connections. I don't know.
That's always fun to do. I mean, because you realize you don't look how you look from there. I mean, European is European. There's like Greek, Italy, Spain are all what they call the Romance language areas. And they have Eastern Bloc European, Poland and Ukrainian and Russian and all that. They have their own look. So you look more of the Western European Romance countries, France.
Yeah, that's what people kind of tell me most of the time.
Maybe somebody in your family moves from there over to where you're at now, and you know what? This is a nice place. Let's live here. You know, that's why I left New Jersey to come to the mountains of Virginia, because it's beautiful, quiet. I can go do things in my yard that I couldn't do up there. I can go target shooting. Let's see. That's something you probably will never come across over there, but over here it's fun to do. Oop, you there?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Oh.
I'm a good listener.
Oh, good. Me too. Are you born in November by any chance?
No, January.
Oh,
January 13th.
Capricorn. My dad was near 3 days, birthday's 3 days before my dad's.
I have, like, a lot of people, and artists also that I do have their birthdays, like, on January. Annie from The Warning, Angelina Jordan, Grace Vanderwaal, which I used to do. Like, all these artists, when I first told everyone what my birthday was because I did, like, a live stream on my birthday. People were like, you know, that there's so many artists that you do this, have their birthday on your month. I'm like, wait, what?
That's always neat. So, January, my dad will be, get this, in January, 3 days after you turn whatever, he'll be 92.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Is he in good health?
At this point in his stage of life, he's in, I guess, as good a health as can be expected.
Okay, that's good.
But, you know, he doesn't really do too much now that he used to do. I think lack of activity or the desire for activity kind of puts him to the point where, you know, you're just counting the days, I guess. Because when my wife and I would visit there, and we, like, if we traveled up from here, this is really not so nice, but it's funny. My dad would always ask my mom, he would go, "Are you ready?" And she'd go, "Ready for what?" He goes, "The coffin."
Oh.
And she'd fall for it every time. And my wife and I would just start out laughing. So I think my dad is getting ready. But, you know, life is what you make it. So try to enjoy everything. This is somebody who's done enough to enjoy quite a few things. And you're at the age where things are just going to start coming to you now, especially with the reaction videos and or commentaries, I should say, but it's just easier to say reaction. That's what I'm used on. When I got to start on YouTube, funny you should mention the warning, I saw their cover of Metallica's Enter Sandman. And thought, oh, man, these are pretty good. They're pretty young. They're a lot older now, but it's just weird how, you know, you watch somebody at such a young age go to get older and get better, and you know, they grow out of their baby skin, so to speak, and get into their adulthood look. And like the same thing with Liliac, and like you have Liliac Mondays where you double up on everything, so you might have used up all your Liliac stuff. There's a few things out there, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, I do still have material and things to check out. Like, I've finished all their original album, and I'm moving on to their covers, because I haven't done their covers yet at all.
At all?
So I'm start at all, because I wanted to, like, do either all their albums or all of their original work or all of their covers, because they were bringing out new covers, and I didn't just want to, like, fit them in, like, randomly. Like, I wanted it to be, like, organized. I always do things on the channel in chronological order, because I find that it's the best way to see the development of the artist. And that's why I started off with, like, a few of their first, like, songs. I did, like, the first reaction. My very first reaction to them was with Wild Thing.
Okay.
And from there on, I started all their original work, or because I checked out and saw that there were albums of theirs, and I started off from there.
Wow. You know, I was getting ready to hit the second link because I think we're going over, but I think we're still talking, so that's a good thing. Did you do something?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I could click on it, but it looks like we're flowing through it. Let me go to the second one just in case. Do-do-do-do. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me now? Join new meeting.
Sure. Okay.
We're joining new meeting, but we're still talking the old meeting. Launch meeting. Join with computer audio. Well, I'm using computer audio. Okay, we're still here, right? You there? Hello? Uh-oh. I lost you. Are you there? There we go. Venice Magic is with me here on Garage Talk Live.
Okay.
We're continuing our conversation. You call them commentary. I call these things conversation. So, are you having fun?
Yes.
Are you enjoying this? Or would you rather go?
Yes, I am. It's pretty interesting.
And my new international friend, I have a few international friends. I interviewed a Formula 2 lady race car driver from South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
This was one of my pre-tape interviews, so you're my first live one. And
thankfully, it's going well.
Ah, you're a blast to talk to because you like to talk. I hate when you have to talk to somebody and you have to like pull teeth to get anything out of them. But the fact that you're a talker works for me.
Happy to hear it.
And it's, you know, it's something if you decide you want to do, like interview some of the bands you comment on, you know, you might look into the communications thing as well as the art stuff and doing that. But, and then...
I just think about it actually a bit, but the thing is, like, I have, like... still like schoolwork and stuff, so I might start like after like I finish university. I think that would be a bit more suitable since I'll like have the time to do it. Like I'll have like a schedule and things, so it'll be a bit easier to deal with at that time rather than in school. Like you'll have school at some times and hours, and then you'll have homework, and then you'll have other assignments you have to give in. All these are not gonna like be easy to handle with, and the channel. And the, like, additional, like, adding things to it. That's the only, like, thing I've been thinking about.
Well, there's, depending on what you're going to school for to major in college, because that's kind of, like, where you go with the direction you want. Like, over here they have communications degrees where people go into journalism or radio or both, if, you know, that type of thing. There are public relations where they... Like all the race car drivers and team owners all have public relations people. So if you want an interview with one of them, you contact their public relations person and they'll find you a spot on their schedule if they have the time. Or or if they want to blow you off, they'll say, oh, we're sorry, we can't fit this in. Or like I've interviewed people, well, not interviewed people. I've requested interviews of people where, and this is, up-and-comers, you would think they'd want all the promotion they can get. Well, they won't do a show like mine. They would only do a podcast with a name person or a network-driven show. And kind of like, it's kind of sad, really, that they're though so, you know, it's either they're full of themselves or the PR people handling them think they're... type of thing. So it's the kind of things you got to watch out for. Now, I've learned what I do here through experience, and you know, it started out as a correspondent, so to speak, and then go into get some audio tape, and then I guess your dog's hungry or has to go do a business.
Oh, you can hear it.
At least my cats are behaving. Usually, I got one that's trying to climb all over my laptop and swatting at my mic stand.
Well, he can actually fit on my whole desk, so that's good.
So, it's pretty interesting, but I have a lot of pets. You love them, but there's times they can be such a pain.
Yeah, our dog has, like, his hours in a way that he has to, like, go bark at the window because there's something. So, yep.
Well, see, the thing my wife grew up with dogs and cats. I really, about as far as a pet goes, because my mom really didn't want anything, was a goldfish, maybe a little turtle thing in a tank. And then there was a big scare where you get some disease from these turtles, so somehow it disappeared. But then my sister at one time brought home a cat. So we wound up having a cat, but I was like an adult at the time, so...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got used to a cat with my then-girlfriend, now-wife, and I thought they're neat. And the thing about cats is they pretty much tend to themselves. If you have an indoor cat, you have a litter box, you have food, you have water. You can, if you have enough, you can go away for a week. They're happy as hell. They don't care if humans are around. They don't need
Very true. Our dog's really also because he's like from like, he's not like a, how do you call them? He's a dog I rescue in a way.
Mm.
Okay.
He's not like a brand or something.
Right.
He's not like a breed of some like special like dog or like a Labrador or
right.
something. We don't know what his like breed is at all. He's probably like a two breed or something.
Yeah.
Because he's so like, he looks gorgeous, by the way. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell. But he's super like scared of everyone and everything. So, and he's fully dependent on us.
Wow.
So if we go on a trip or something for a few days and we come back, he's going to be super, super worried. And it's just, yeah, their dogs, especially ours, is really, really, really dependent on their owners.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Especially when you can't leave them in a house because they will, as we call it, do their business and anywhere and everywhere. At least the cat goes in a litter box and covers it up.
No, to be honest, our dog is pretty, we train. We had also, we had another dog. We had a girl dog called Jane, and now we have a boy called Beautiful. We lost our first dog. But our first dog was really, because I think also because she was a girl, she was kind of like a lady. She was really, really tidy. Like, she wouldn't walk on water at all. She was just going to go around the puddle.
Huh.
Our dog now also, though, even though he's like a boy and he does go like into water and stuff and all that, he does some stupid, silly things. What he also does is, because we trained them, like, he has his hours that we just like open the door and let him go around the garden and just like goes and like does his business, and it's okay.
Yeah,
but like, we don't have any problems in the house at least.
Well, that's a good. Well, that's just the thing with dogs. You have to let them out. Cat, you don't have to let out. But that's neither here nor there. And we have a term for mixed breed dogs. We call them mutts.
Oh.
M-U-T-T,
oh, okay.
Mutt. Usually a mixed breed that you can't identify, like in your case, a rescue dog. Usually they might look like a certain breed, but then there's some that don't look like any breed, and... But we call them mutts. It's not derogatory. It's been around for years. But usually one that's like a split breed, like a, we'll say a Labrador with a Spaniel has a, they look that, have that Labrador look, and they have that Spaniel hair, like my wife's last dog was a mix like that. He had passed away. They lived, it was like 11, 12 years old at the time, you know, they had the, Now cats are kind of weird. They live so long. We had two that passed a couple of years ago. One was 2 weeks short of his 19th birthday, and his brother made it 2 months past their 19th birthday.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. But usually they say average is about 12 to 14 for cats. But, you know, you get so attached to them. They're like family, and it's like...
That's actually kind of like how long my first dog actually was. I think around like 13 was when we lost her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good life, especially if you had her from a puppy.
Yeah. I'm pretty small, yeah.
Now, your dog now, is it a big dog or is it an average size or small dog?
Not a small dog, definitely not a small dog. It's a big dog. It's not like a huge dog, but it's a big dog.
Well, that's good. That's a guard dog type of dog.
About that size. A bit smaller, about that size. Mm-hmm.
That's why when he gives you that, scares away people coming to the door, or lets you know. Has he been neutered, or does he like to do things on people's legs?
Oh, no. What he only does is he might just, like, grab you if he's, like, scared that you're going to, like, do something to your brush or you're, like, being angry and stuff, and he's, like, worried about us being around.
Right.
He's just, like, going to grab your leg and be like, hey, you know, just chill. Calm down.
Oh, that's pretty good then. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting with the dogs and all that. And the cats, like I said, dogs and cats are probably the easiest. Like I said, dogs you have to take care of as far as, you know, walking them or letting them out. If you have a nice yard, fence yard, you can let your dog out, all that kind of stuff, and they have fun outside and things like that. But now, we were talking about before we changed over. See, I get sidetracked too, like you do. So.
That's okay.
The warning, like I said, I discovered them doing Enter Sandman, and wow, this is cool. And I started discovering bands, watching on YouTube that I've never seen or heard before, and then all of a sudden, I saw a couple years later, of Lily Act covering Enter Sandman. I said, all right, well, I heard The Warning do it, and Three People's pretty good, and, you know, they're young, and it's just amazing the talent that young people have, again, all in a family. And I saw Lily Act there, and I said, oh, let me check this out. And then you hear they start doing with the instrumentals, and then Melody opens her mouth, and that voice just literally punches you in the face. I was hooked.
Yeah, Melody's voice is super unique. Like, her, like, rush, like, voice kind of part is crazy. And then sometimes I'm just, like, worried, like, she's damaging her voice. When I think she's not, I think she can, like, can handle it. But it's just, like, the times when you're like, is she actually okay to do that?
You know, from what I've heard, the people saying that they've actually been to their shows, that they're better in concert. And they have a couple. I think you played one because it was a video. It was live. It was, I think, Mars Live, which was on the original Chain of Thorns album. So I'm sure you touched on that one. But I've seen how her voice has evolved from the Santa Monica Pier Crazy Train, or if you want to even go back further, when they
were called the Chris Tayas,
right, and they did Wild Thing, and there's a TV show here that supposedly has it featured. It's a cartoon about animals, and it's and it's supposedly. I'll send you the name of it in the thing, but they might have it on the internet somewhere. But and they did. Their version, they featured their version of Wild Thing, but, you know, obviously it was on, like, the Fox Network, because they have The Simpsons, and that's their channel with the cartoons. It's on Monday nights after one of their other shows. Oh, after Hell's Kitchen. Talk about food.
Okay.
It was, but I only have so much DVR room that with all the other stuff we watch, that being I have a job where I work 3 to 11 p.m. in the United States, so you're in bed and waking up at that time, because depending on what time you get up. And they didn't tell which show it was on, which episode it was on, so it's like, I'll pass. But, so when I first heard, you know, Melody and Lily, like I said, I got to interview them, so I reached out. Went on their website, reached out to Papa Liliac, asked them to come on, and I specifically just wanted, Melody Samuel and Abigail and Florin, of course, Papa Liliac, and they came on, same one the second time around. And, we just talked. You can go to the Blog Talk Radio link, Garage Talk Live. You might have to go back a bit. When I had them on last year, the week before, I repeated the one from 2018, so you can probably catch both at the same time.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Little homework for you, young lady. But, and then I seen you started doing that, and The Warning, there's and then Nightwish, and then there's Band Maid, which is Japanese metal, and
yeah, that's on the list, too. I've gotten suggestions, and it's on the list.
And Love Bites, which is even harder.
And that one's on the list as well.
And that sounds a bit like Iron Maiden, because the girl singer's operatic. And
what's operatic?
Could be more like of an opera singer than a...
Oh, okay.
Kind of like you with a soprano voice when you're singing along to Liliac.
Yeah. I did a live stream just like a few days ago. People actually think my voice is decent, so that's good because I do love singing in between songs and stuff, and I tend to learn them fast, especially if they're like easy to learn. Like the lyrics, like make up a story, and I can kind of tell what's like gonna come around. I tend to like from the times I listen to them, I tend to learn them pretty fast. So it's a good thing that my voice is kind of decent. Like I don't have like a good pitch. Like I don't keep a good pitch at all. But it's a good thing that I at least can kind of sing because I love to do it.
Well. It's like everything else. You have to practice. Like, you worry about Melody's voice going because of how rough it is, but I think it's gotten mm-hmm. better. Now, there's a couple
it
of things they do. One was they do this thing on Facebook. It's called On the Way to Mars. It's kind of like a talk show.
Yeah, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
The first one where she does a bit of I Hate Myself for Loving You. She hits three high notes that starts real high, gets higher, and then the last one, I think, could shatter glass, if you haven't checked that out. But, yeah, she's kind of bringing that aspect into it now where she just hits that and then just goes to the moon. So.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you got to do. Do you have your own?
Well, I don't. I'm not gonna like follow like a music career, like a singing one. So I'm okay with the voice I have. Like from the singing, like the many years I'm gonna sing continuing, I'm gonna learn a few things on my own.
Well, I don't mean like as far as a music career because that's really hard.
Yeah.
And, the break in will get noticed. Like
mm-hmm.
for the reason, I mean like. Liliac got noticed, like, basically on YouTube. Then they went to did a TV show called The World's Best where they played the first episode, which was their original supposed audition. They cut their performance short, which is, like, ridiculous, like only 10 seconds. And then the second one, which was Iron Maiden's cover of The Trooper. And then their second one was Rainbow in the Dark by Dio. And you can just see the place.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, because they put that one up on YouTube, mm-hmm. and you actually had a chance to actually see them do something. And the crowd, which was international judges, were really getting into it. So, and then they went from there, and they got noticed by Ronnie James Dio's drummer, Vinny Appice. I mean, this guy's played for Black Sabbath with Dio was there, and then went with Dio to form Dio. And that's who gave her the name Melodio.
Oh, that's what I love about, like, learning about these artists from, like, different, like, comments as well. Like, I get these, like, facts and stories about each and every one of them. And I think that's the cool thing also with, like, my channel. Like, not only do I get to learn, first of all, who's the artist singing the song, the title of the song, the album, I get to, like, piece together, like, the meaning of the whole album through the song. Like their album, Queen of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Like only when I reached Queen of Hearts did I realize that it had to like a story of the actual like Alice kind of like vibe. Like for me, that's what I pieced together. And I saw and I heard the end and I was like, it was like a really, really interesting like little Alice in Wonderland kind of like power kind of like story, which was really, really interesting. But through the comments, I also get a little, like, different interpretations and, like, new facts. And I learn about all the updates on new, like, albums and things, which is also really, really important. And what's also really cool is whoever, like, follows one of my artists gets to see, like, all the others. And they might go on the journey with me, which is even more fun. And it's just, like, really, really cool to learn all these things like that.
That's it. And you're in... And I guess, obviously, you're a knowledge person. That you like to absorb knowledge, though.
And yeah, I love learning.
You want to hear it?
Things I have interest in.
You want to hear
like,
some?
There's a lot, though.
So. Some 6 degrees of Liliac. Not only did I interview them, their drummer, Vinny Appice's brother, is Carmine Appice. Same last name, both pronounce it different, who was in a band called the Vanilla Fudge. Now, if you want to check them out, their guitar player, Vince Martell, used to be a show at the radio station I was on and lived maybe about 5 miles from me, so I got to know him.
Oh, cool.
So we actually, my wife and I went out to dinner with him and his wife. So we actually, you know, it's pretty weird how, you know, your life changes and the people you meet leave impact on you and, you know, that type of thing. Well, young lady,
yes.
We're about out of time. So how did you enjoy your debut and would you come back again, maybe co-host?
Sure, why not? Although I'm not really that good.
You'll be fine. I'll help. We'll do what we do, and then you pick a topic, and you know we can go from there. I like to riff. I don't pre-write any questions, as you can tell, because I get sidetracked like you get sidetracked. So
that's the bad thing. If you have two people getting sidetracked, who's going to like keep track of something?
It makes it more interesting to listen to because they don't get bored at one topic. So, all right there, and we'll sign off on here. It's a pleasure having you on. You're so vibrant and energetic, and that's what, you know, got me watching your commentaries and subscribing to your page, and you bring a breath of fresh air to the YouTube world. It's great to see. Love having you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you for having me. It's been really, really enjoyable.
Alrighty, we'll say bye now, and don't forget, you can check out this link if you want to post it somewhere on your social. It's up to you. But it's at blogtalkradio.com/GarageTalkLive. I'm Vinny B. with Venice Magic. We'll see you. Well, I'll see you next week. If you want to come on, that's up to you. Let me know. we'll do it this way or some other way where I could actually see you. I can interview somebody like this audio, but you know, when you can actually like with Messenger and stuff like that, you can actually see somebody, so it's even more fun. All right, you have a good day, what's left of it, and mine's getting started. So take care. Bye now.
Bye bye.
There you have Venice Magic joining me on Garage Talk Live. A lovely young lady. Check her out on YouTube. Go to Venice Magic. She comments on all sorts of different music. We did get a bit sidetracked, but that's how things go here. And I'm Vinny B. We'll see you all next week. Good day. Bye now. You can come out.